My name is Sui Chung.
Where are you from?
I'm from Burma.
Sui Chung is striving for a new life in the Queen City. He arrived in Buffalo just 8 months ago, but he's already working at the Hyatt Hotel.
Can you tell me, describe what you do here?
I know.
What's your work?
I'm working to housekeeper.
The Hyatt is among several area employers participating in the International Institute's Refugee Employment Program.
We're very, very happy. We'd like to have more.
Jay Delvecchia is general manager at the Hyatt. He praised the Institute's program.
We've hired just about 30 since we've partnered with them, and about 8 of them have won Employee of the Month. That's phenomenal.
Housekeeping and stewards are the two areas immigrants are working in at the Hyatt. But Delvecchia says the hotel would like to expand into other areas at its restaurant, valet parking, and front desk.
So it would be nice to move them beyond this typical service jobs that sometimes immigrants and refugees end up in.
Absolutely. And we had one that's already been promoted from stewarding into our restaurant area. So, and I see him moving up as a server, and then he's management material.
It sounds like they have a very good work ethic.
Extremely great work ethic. They come to work, they do a great job, they care, they give feedback. They're terrific.
The International Institute provides a support system preparing immigrants and refugees for the job market. They're coached, trained, and mentored.
So immigrants and refugees who are coming to Western New York by the thousands are really gold. They're really a very valuable resource when it comes to our workforce.
Eva Hassett is executive director at the International Institute. Hassett emphasizes the need to educate the community and employers that the city's immigrant population is the future workforce.
And it's a highly employable, highly motivated workforce that's really easy to work with. And so I think that's part of the message that we want to bring to the larger community, is that this is really the workforce that we all should be focusing on.
The stream of immigrants are mainly coming to Buffalo from Burma, Bhutan, and Iraq. Denise Behag is director of refugee services. She says they all need jobs.
It's really interesting to understand that refugees, when they come here, they have a loan that they need to pay back to the U.S. government. So it's very important to them right away to start to earn money, not only to pay this loan back, but to support their own families.
The Institute's Employment Center provides training and hands-on experience, boosting their clients' chances of getting a local job. Eve Williams is a job developer at the Institute. She says they've responded to employer feedback.
One of the companies said, okay, well, I would really like them to have a little bit more hands-on to be able to see what they'd be cleaning, in terms of both see the hotels, see different offices. So what we've done now from there is we've now initiated into our training classes, we've done field trips. So they can go and they can look at, okay, this is what a hotel looks like. This is what one of the offices look like, the products that they use. This is the uniform that you would be wearing and the cart you'll be pushing.
It also quells any fears from potential employers that an immigrant is able to do the job.
The majority of them that I've spoken to have heard rumors. If they're not companies that we've already worked with, they've heard the rumor that there's this wonderful population and they need to tap into it.
So far, the people that we've hired into the prepared foods department, starting off as dishwashers, and we have one person that's moved on to food prep.
Another local employer participating in the employment program is the Lexington Co-op on Elmwood Avenue. Elaine Glashinsky is human resource manager at Lexington. She says so far they've hired 3 clients from the Institute.
One of our cooks, Kapsa, who's from Burma, was a cook in Burma. So he has a whole wealth of experience and recipes and knowledge.
Both Glashinsky and Hyatt manager Delvecchia say the only issue is language.
Most of the day-to-day tasks and communications on the job are executed really well. Some people come in with a higher command of the language than others. But when we are talking about more complex things or things that we want to be able to validate that the person is understand, we might bring an interpreter in.
That's been probably the biggest obstacle, not all across the board, but with some here and there. And that's when the Institute really comes in, and they'll do training on most common phrases and words and things of that nature.
Both the Hyatt and Lexington Co-op highly recommend other local employers consider hiring Buffalo's newest and growing population.
I would say overcome your fears, especially because you have such an asset in the International Institute. So it's not like you're going into it blind. You have somebody that's working toward the same goal for all parties concerned.
Glushinsky agrees with the International Institute that the immigrants and refugees will be the future workforce. She says it would be smart of employers to ensure immigrants are connected to employment so they can survive in the local economy and fully function as citizens. Eileen Buckley, WBFO and AM 970 News.